Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to Ace time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Hey. What's up, Ace Town? Nick Chubb here. Super excited to be here. Let's get to work.
I stepped on Nick Chubb right out of the chute. I knew it was going to be a rough day today when I grabbed the wrong key fob to get into the building.
You stepped on a man who's recovering from a broken foot.
I just stepped on his foot. I did.
Like, hey, nice to meet you, fella.
Yeah.
Chunk.
I know. And I put that in there too. I wanted to bump in with Nick Chubb. Ben, can we start over? Can I get a redo today? Can I get a mulligan? Like we're golfing out here. Seth and I are out here on the first hole, and I just duck hooked the open to the show into the woods.
You know what you just did?
What's that?
One time with the Texans, we had a year where a bunch of the young defensive linemen were just idiots, and they didn't know their stuff. And we got to a point where I kind of got up in the meeting and was like, listen, guys, I gave him a speech about how it's simple. You gotta be working on this on your own time. You got to do walkthroughs on your own, just mentally rehearse everything. We go out the next game, first snap of the game. Mental error, Seth Payne.
Oh no! Yeah, that's kind of, you know, it's funny because yesterday we had one of those panels up here where they brought in a bunch of interns from one of the advertising agencies in town, and they picked a few of us to kind of impart wisdom on them. A similar thing, right? I mean, I'm sitting up there. I'm one of like four people up there. They're asking what advice would you give? What's the best advice you've gotten? What's the best advice that you would give? Things like that. Uh-huh. And I'm up there, and I'm doing my thing. I'm bebopping and scotting up there. And then I come in today, and we got Nick Chubb opening the show, and I step all over his broken foot, man. I was Seth Payne, basically.
I didn't realize that was such an insult. All right.
In this case,
we're off and running.
In this case, it is.
Yeah.
I was ME.
You got up in front of a bunch of advertising interns, and you said, yeah, you know, it's really important to take care of your sponsors. You know, I drove here today in my Miata, straight away from my. endorse Miatas.
No, I don't. I do not. Never have, never. Well, I won't say never will.
Do they still exist? Anything.
I don't know. I don't think so. I remember them when they had their. Ben, can we start over?
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to Ace time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
What's up, Ace Town? Nick Chubb here. Super excited to be here. Let's get to work.
Let's get to work. Let's fire up those H's, man. He got his H up and everything on that video.
If there's one thing you can read too much into with that little social media thing he did for the Texans, it's that it sounds very consistent with everything I've heard and read about Nick Chubb, and that he's not in it to be a social media star or anything. He likes playing football. He likes being around his teammates.
Yeah.
And that's about it. He's the real deal when it comes to just being quiet, understated, humble, polite around the building, all of those things. You're not going to get somebody like, what's up, H-Town?
H is right up in the camera.
Yeah.
He flashed the H. He did flash the H. Yeah, it was funny. Yesterday, and by, in case you're wondering, the Nick Chubb signing, official, announced by the team. Social media graphic is up. We've got the numbers and everything else. It was along those lines, Seth. It was really funny. Yesterday, I was listening to In the Loop while I was out on my walk. I was listening to Figgy's mixtape that he does at 1:20 every day.
Very good segment.
Very good segment. Figgy does a great job with it. It was really funny. They were talking about Nick Chubb, and Figgy goes, here's Nick Chubb mic'd up. And I'm like, I'm on my walk. I'm like, oh, cool. I can't wait to hear Nick Chubb mic'd up. And it's it was like 20 seconds of like him just running. No words. And Figgy's like, it was the most boring mic'd up of all time. He doesn't say anything. Yeah.
I want guys who have boring mic'd ups.
Well, we've got enough that have exciting ones. We don't need more of those, you know?
Like, right. Now, the ones that are worse is when you can tell that a player that you really like is really hamming it up because he's mic'd up. And I don't think this is him. And now, why is he allowing this distraction in? This is why I never liked. I turned down every request to be mic'd up. I didn't want. I just don't like. It's one big huge variable. God forbid you're my shortstop, and they mic you up, and they're having a conversation with you
while a pop
as you face Mike Trout.
Yeah.
Remember, Pena had a couple of blips that one
he
night.
He did on Apple TV. I remember it well. Yeah, I do. Yeah. I absolutely remember it well. I bet you got asked quite a bit to do it. I mean, you've got a big personality. I bet you got asked quite a bit.
I did, but I swear too much. Or as a football player, I swore too much. Yeah. I don't swear. I didn't swear much away from him, but I'm I wasn't fit.
On the field, you were a sailor mouth.
And I also, again, I didn't like having that extra just whatever that is, a little fly in the ointment in my game day preparation.
Yep. So the Nick Chubb thing is official, and it's 1 year, $2.5 million. You were right in the neighborhood. 1 year, $2.5 million, up to $5 million with incentives for Nick Chubb.
I thought the base might be a little bit more, but I think it's indicative. When you look at the contract, it's kind of the reminder, not to rain on anybody's parade or anything, that they're getting a distressed asset. And he's 29 years old. Most running backs who have a devastating knee injury like that, it's an uphill battle to get back to where you were. I was thinking about who are the most encouraging examples, and I think Willis McGahee is probably it, because he had
a devastating
knee injury before he ever entered the NFL. Now, that he was a very, very young man, but he ended up playing a decade after that.
Yeah, he sure did.
So that's Adrian Peterson is another one that, yes, it was quote-unquote just an ACL, but it was an ACL for a running back who at the time, I believe, was in his late 20s. And
he was like 5 years in, however old he was.
Yeah, he came back very quickly, and he's one of the rare running backs that was still very productive into his 30s. So that's the reality of the situation. What you hope is that, A, he did play last year, and when they brought him back, as you pointed out yesterday, they used him pretty heavily on a bad team. He was a shell of his old self, but he did some good things. So really, it's, all right, can he be more of a Willis McGahee than Steven Jackson or some of these guys that have had injuries late in their 20s that just never come back? It's a huge wild card, and I am all for it. I mean, $2.5 million base salary, I don't want to say it's nothing, but you're paying more to some guys who are just journeymen, you know, backup offensive linemen. This is the upside is tremendous if you can get him to where he's close to his old version of himself, but he only needs to get 7 or 8 carries per game on average.
Yeah.
Maybe a heavy dose every now and then if Joe Mixon is injured. That's the sweet spot right there.
I think so too. I'm the what I had in my notes coming into Monday was that if this is a Trent Brown kind of contract, then let's go. Let's do it. And Trent Brown signed for 1 year, $3 million. This is 1 year, $2.5 million. And Nick Chubb's going to make more than that if he provides more than that. So I'm totally cool with it. I think he's going to be a great guy to have in the building for sure from a leadership standpoint. Maybe something you and I didn't totally dig into and examine yesterday was, do you view this signing, and Nick Chubb wasn't the only guy they were kicking tires on. Reportedly, there have been talks with J.K. Dobbins as well. Mm-hmm. They've been looking at running backs. Do you take this as any sort of sign of concern over where Mixon is physically right now?
Yes. Yeah. As you know, this time of year, I take everything as a sign for concern.
Okay.
I'll be a nervous Nelly, damn it.
Yeah.
The key is, with a football team, you want to be a nervous Nelly as much as possible, but then also be able to squash the nervous Nelly when it's time to go play football.
Absolutely.
And that's where if you look at the you look at the Texans last year, right? Especially when you're leaning into Joe Mixon as heavily as you are. He goes out on a hip drop tackle that was curiously not flagged, despite it being a point of emphasis. Oh, actually, they never flagged him. They would find guys afterwards the hip drop. Damian Pierce has had his share of injuries, and how all of that factors into it is you love having a big, strong, all-purpose back like those guys every week. Like, you don't necessarily want to go into a game where, oh, Joe Mixon is gone. You're not sure what you have in Damian Pierce, so now you've got Woody Marks and a bunch of other undersized guys, potentially.
It was just weird. We got asked more about Pierce yesterday than we did Mixon by the audience. You know, like the text we got and the interaction we got in the chat and things like that was way more about what does this mean for Damian Pierce than what could this mean about where Mixon is physically. And we should point out for people who haven't been keeping up, Joe Mixon has not practiced at all yet in the offseason, and he's reportedly been in a walking boot at times this offseason.
This is where I am. If they had a genuine, serious concern about Joe Mixon, the move would be more aggressive than Nick Chubb. Because Nick Chubb is a huge headline. I mean, the amount of media that's been generated because Nick Chubb is coming here is based on his name, really. The Texans, by virtue of the contract they gave him, you're not leaning into that guy. It was like when EJ Speed got signed, and people thought, you can pencil him in as the starter. No, they gave him a one-year, $4 million
plus incentives deal.
The team isn't looking at that guy as a genuine bona fide starter. So I think that if they were really worried about Mixon, there might have been a more aggressive move made or a trade made already. I think this is hopefully betting on potential upside, and then hoping maybe that Damian Pierce shows that he was more like his rookie version during training camp.
Yeah, my feeling after thinking this through yesterday, and I put up a video on Twitter yesterday with kind of my thoughts on this.
Retweeted it.
Thank you. I know, I saw that. I appreciate that. Well, I copied you on it. I tagged you with hopes.
I don't know how that works, but okay.
Yeah, well, it's really easy. It. Yeah, anyways. I think the way this plays out because they've got a logjam now. You know, they've got more bodies. Yeah. They've got more bodies at that position than are going to make the team if everybody's healthy. I think the initial battle is Nick Chubb against his foot and his knee. How does he look, right? And if in camp he looks like, I don't think he's going to look like 2022 Nick Chubb maybe ever again based on the severity of that knee injury and just the compounding of everything. But if he looks like he's well worth the $2.5 to $5 million, he's going to be on the team. And then I think what it comes down to, I think Woody Marks is going to be on the team because you used a pick on him. Joe Mixon obviously is going to be your starter. Again, this is if everybody's healthy. I think it's a Damian Pierce versus Dario Gumbawale battle, and it's a weird battle because they bring very different things. Pierce is a hammer that runs downhill and returns kicks. Dare is an okay third down back that provides services on all the special teams. Yeah. And so I think it's going to come down to if Nick Chubb is healthy, I think you got a Pierce versus a Gumbawale. And if I had to handicap it, I would say Damian Pierce gets traded for a day three pick at some point.
My one little thing, just a quick nugget about all this and how I'm approaching Nick Chubb. I'm more optimistic than I otherwise would be because when you have really serious knee injuries like that, one of the biggest concerns is how much cartilage damage was there, because there's only so much you can do about a destroyed meniscus and what have you. So a lot of times guys will have these devastating injuries, and sure, the ligaments and tendons heal, but you just don't have any cushion in your joint. Mm-hmm. The fact that the Browns were able to use him as much as they did as soon as he came back last year, and that he had a unbroken string of play time until he broke his foot, that I feel good about that. So that's a positive indicator. It doesn't seem like he was probably dealing with a whole bunch of swelling or extreme soreness after games.
Yep. I like the signing. We'll dig into it more. 7 o'clock. Seth has seven things on this signing. that he will bring that he likes.
Seven things I love about
that you'd love about
it. I guarantee you afterwards we'll still have 33% of texts will be like, Seth, stop being so negative.
We won at 11.
All right. Oh, yesterday I was in a social media battle with people who were insisting that he had already signed when there was no report of that he had signed. And then after it was reported that he had officially signed, they were all like, told you so. I'm like,
it's all right, man.
People.
Yeah.
Love Nick Chubb. Hate people.
Love Nick Chubb. Hate people. Not you guys that are listening this very moment if you're up at 6:13. All right. OTAs. Mandatory minicamp, not OTAs. Mandatory minicamp starts today. I think we know what the one big question is, but I got a few others. Four big questions for mandatory minicamp for the Texans today. We will get to that coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's 6-10 day. Yeah.
Yay.
Happy 6-10 day.
Happy 6-10 day. And then I think you and I, what's our anniversary for when we started working
July 22nd, 2019 was our first show together.
Wow.
So, yeah.
It doesn't seem like that long.
It's going to be 6 years, man.
We've been through so much.
We've been through a pandemic.
We've been through David Culley.
We've been through a pandemic together.
We've
been through Jack Easterby. We've been through 24 lawsuits.
Oh yeah. I thought you were talking about my own ones. I was like,
No.
You're vastly under shooting the number of times I've been sued.
we just refer to the Deshaun Watson situation as its own proper noun. 24 lawsuits. Yeah, that's it. Been through that. Been through some ups and downs with the Rockets. We won a World Series. You and I did? In 2022, you and I won a World Series.
So. I remember that. Yeah,
it was good.
Oh, boy, we really pulled it out.
Man, yeah. People hailed us as we walked down the streets of downtown in the parade. It was really amazing. Thank you to all of you out there. I know it's been 3 years, but thank you.
This is before we started working together. Remember that time during the 2017 parade when we were in the parking garage and you were above me and you had dropped your hat and I caught it at the bottom and then threw it back up to you?
I do. I remember it vividly.
That was a notable moment in Houston sports history.
It was a notable moment. And I'm like, I'd love to do a show with this guy someday. You know, we got this hat thing down. I would love to do morning radio with this guy.
I never told you this before. I spit in the cap.
Hey! HR. HR. What's the statute of limitations on unwanted saliva? Probably quite a bit. Probably pretty extensive.
You're going to have to
long.
Never mind.
It's long statute of limitations. Long statute. That opens up a can of worms.
Yeah.
All right. Mandatory minicamp starts today. I've got four big mandatory minicamp questions. The first one is...
This is how you know you're edgy, by the way.
Yeah.
You should always do things in groups of odd numbers, but you got four. It would be three, but you went four.
I go four all the time. I go four big things, man. Yeah, because it's an easy hand gesture. Four.
Mm-hmm.
Four big questions. Is that true? You should go odd numbers?
People like things in groups. It's more appealing to our brains for whatever reason.
Really?
If it's in groups of one, three. And especially any kind of list, three is the sweet spot.
Is it?
Anytime you go or more than three, it starts to get a little bit more. Two people, like, they put up a mental blockade. They're like, that's too much.
Okay, all right. That's really interesting. Okay, I'll have to take that.
So if you said like three plus a bonus one, people take that and they're like, okay, now I'm really intrigued.
They're getting something. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm going to go with four for now. Four big questions for OTAs. I guess the first one is everybody going to be there? They're mandatory. Do we have anybody that we feel like is in a situation where they would be trying to poke the bear by not going to mandatory minicamp at all?
There is one, but we're going to get to him, I think, with one of your other questions.
Okay.
Mandatory minicamp and guys who might sit out. I think the biggest one, going back to recent years, where you might wonder, okay, are there any brewing issues or anything?
Right.
There was a brewing issue with Steven Nelson a couple of years ago.
Sure.
We just didn't realize it until right before training camp. But it was because Malik Collins had gotten extended. We find out later Steven Nelson was very agitated that he didn't get extended.
Yeah.
So, no, I'm not anticipating any big news of like anybody missing voluntary minicamp.
Mandatory.
Mandatory minicamp. We had a bunch of veterans sitting out, especially on the defensive line, which that's the position group coaches. In some ways, coaches, I think, are kind of happy when veteran defensive linemen don't come into mandatory minicamp because it's there's a lot there, but there's only so much a defensive lineman can do without pads on.
Yeah.
And then you end up with young guys going against older guys that are working out. That's where you end up with guys on the ground.
Yeah.
So you got some young, eager offensive linemen that cut blocks of veteran defensive linemen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really no big deal when veteran defensive linemen miss voluntary stuff.
Yeah, I have zero predictions on who would not be there at this mandatory minicamp.
Yeah.
None.
None that would be earth-shattering or a statement.
Yeah.
It'll be a surprise if there is.
I agree. It's a good way to put it. All right. So I think I'm guessing everybody's going to be there. So that's number four. Number three, what will the C.J. Gardner-Johnson experience be like? We played some audio from him yesterday. This is one cut we didn't get to, but C.J. Gardner-Johnson did a sit-down with Aaron Wilson of KPRC Channel 2 and was asked, what does it mean to play for D'Amico Ryans?
To be honest with you, it means a lot, but God, like me, I embrace it. I understand what it means. I just don't know, like I said, I can't speak for everybody, but I know that we're going to damn near be at the top at the end of the year and have a chance to compete for a championship. So I think that's why I'm here. I'm proud to be a Texan. I think I'm proud to be on every team I play for. I got a job. other than that, I just want to make Coach proud.
There you go.
Make Coach proud.
Look at that at the end, man. He got asked about D'Amico Ryans and didn't mention D'Amico at all during that 28 seconds worth of answer until the last 2 seconds. He's like, I want to make Coach proud. I'm like, that transcends the professional aspect of this. That's a connection, an emotional connection right there.
I had talked to that person up in Philadelphia who covered the Eagles last year, who was very much, you know, said, yeah, like, I wouldn't worry about the personality stuff and everything. And the sense I got was that he's very colorful as a personality. And as I've been listening to him, I think he's also, he kind of does a stream of consciousness philosophizing as he's speaking. And I think it yields really good sound bites and or headlines at times, to where I think he's just kind of pontificating and he doesn't necessarily mean a whole lot about it. So like right there, he had like nine little different things he said over the course of three sentences.
Yeah,
I like it a lot.
I do too. I do. I'm
or now.
Right. I am excited for the C.J. Gardner-Johnson experience. In watching Stephon Diggs operate in camp last year, Seth, I was watching. I'm going, if this is only a one-year relationship, there will be an energy vacuum that Stephon Diggs leaves behind. I feel like C.J. Gardner-Johnson, different position, different side of the football, but I do feel like he will sufficiently fill that energy vacuum that Stephon Diggs leaves behind.
With C.J. Gardner-Johnson, the part that intrigues me about him is that, man, he is really good in coverage. The one downside is that sometimes his aggressiveness bites him. So sometimes in zone, when he should be a little bit more conservative, he's coming up with eyeballs, like trying to take out Xavier Leggett's kidney like he did last year. So like there's that part of him, which is a problem that the entire secondary has. They're a rambunctious bunch of guys.
They are.
Which is a good. I think D'Amico likes trying to manage that. The only, I guess I might add this to, kind of your first question of, is everybody going to be there? Are there any kind of maybe lingering contract disputes or anything? From listening to C.J. Gardner-Johnson, I feel like he feels like he's worth more money than he's paid, but he's kind of at peace with where he is right now. And he got traded for. So sometimes when you trade for a veteran, those guys show up basically saying like, hey, man, all right, let's tweak this contract.
Yeah.
That's one thing I'm interested in. Is he expecting, or is there going to be any kind of a demand for a tweaking of the contract?
Yeah, that's interesting. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that the contract he was on is, he's got 2 years left on his deal at about $19 million or so. So he's making about $9.5 million, which that's decent.
In baseball, you say two more years of control.
Yeah.
But because the NFL and the NBA just have decided that contracts aren't worth the paper they're not even printed on anymore.
Or the agitation that you can make about your contract isn't worth contesting.
Yeah.
If you're a team.
So he's got 2 years left on this year and next year on his contract. Yeah. Control.
Air quotes around control.
Yeah.
All right. So that's number three. Number two, which rookies will continue to impress? Just based on the stuff I've been reading, I was on vacation while OTAs was going on, so didn't get to see it. But it sounds like the two wide receivers are really impressing. D'Amico has gone out of his way to praise them. It sounds like Ursary is making progress. You could tell just from the way D'Amico was talking about him that maybe some struggles out of the gate, but he's been improving. I'm excited to see Woody Marks operate as well. Mm-hmm. Even with the signing of Nick Chubb, I think Woody Marks was brought in to bring a certain skill set to that position.
Yeah.
That's the big four. And then I'll throw Jalen Smith in there too, because there is a spot at third corner right now to be had on this football team. Behind Lassiter and Stingley.
Jalen Smith is a big one. And Jalen Smith, again, he's kind of got that, man, boy, he's good in press coverage, and he like makes a bunch of plays behind the line of scrimmage. Can he develop into a complete and total defensive back? And I think that working in the slot, especially for times when you want more of a cover guy in the slot than, say, Jalen Petrie, that's where if he comes along, it gives them a lot more versatility as a defense.
Mm-hmm.
The other, when we talked to Clint the other day, he was making the comp between Nico and Jaden Higgins and how physically they're so similar in some ways. But Clint made the point that, man, when you watch Nico, one of the most impressive things about him is his ability to sink his hips and just on stop routes and his breaks over the middle and everything, that it's rare for big guys to be able to do that. And Jaden Higgins isn't as good at that stuff as Nico is. I tend to look at Nico and, think, man, that's something he's developed over time.
Yes, yes.
He does. Yes. He moves way better as a big man and as a complete route runner than he did in his first couple years. With Jaden Higgins, I think there's a lot of potential for him to get to that. He's not there yet, but I think there is potential. But it takes a couple years for guys that size to learn how to move like that. But he also, he likes to watch film and study the guys that are maybe a little bit smaller than him and take things from them. So I think it's going to be awesome for him to look at Nico Collins as a model for how a big man can move.
Totally. We played that audio of DeAndre Hopkins yesterday on Dos Congo's podcast. And one of the cuts we played was DeAndre Hopkins talking about meeting Andre Johnson for the first time, seeing how imposing he was physically, feeling like, boy, I got to get to that big, and I got to be like Andre and things like that. Andre Johnson's hard to replicate, especially if you're DeAndre Hopkins, who is built differently than Andre Johnson. This is an instance here where Jaden Higgins, I mean, they're very similar physically. There is a lot from Nico Collins' path to get from where he was in 2021 to where he is now in 2025. That if Nico's willing to download or upload that information to Jaden Higgins, if he's willing to put his arm around him, and I mean, this should be really exciting for Jaden Higgins to be in the same room with Nico Collins.
And this, my standing rule with Jalen Knoll, as it is with any and every rookie slot receiver, is I refuse to get overly excited about anything I see during training camp, mini camp or training camp, because it's just a whole different world once you start facing complex regular season
real defenses. Yeah.
And so remember how awesome Braxton Miller looked in training camp a few years back?
Yeah.
And then he got into the first game. And he said, yeah, you could tell they watch film. It's a lot different out there now. So Jalen Knoll, I am excited about his athleticism because it's obvious and apparent when he's out there.
All right, I don't know how much time we need to spend on this. We all know what the number one question is at mandatory minicamp today. I mean, we may know, I believe practice starts at 9:45. So we may know by the time we're passing the baton to In the Loop, will C.J. Stroud throw today? Will C.J. Stroud throw a football today?
My guess is no.
My guess too. It was my guess last week, and it's my guess again here.
I think they're taking the utmost caution with him.
Well,
and we'll talk to Nick on Thursday, where you will not get any answers, but we're going to ask him.
Yeah, got to. Yeah, Nick, 7:15. By the way, we moved it up. It's usually 7:30. 7:15. If you want to mark it on your calendar, Nick Caserio, last appearance with us before training camp, because after practice on Wednesday, everybody kind of shuts it down. Well, they go into hiding for 5 weeks. Players will still be working out and stuff like that, but no practices, nothing organized or anything like that. But will C.J. Stroud throw? You and I are both on the record as a prediction of no, he will not throw today or tomorrow. And I think, too, if it's something where clearly if they're being cautious with him, if they're resting him, I think it's kind of similar to what the Astros did by resting Lance McCullers on Sunday. You're like, oh, rest him on Sunday. We got a day off on Monday, so it's really like he's getting a couple of days off. Yeah. Like, if you've been resting him this long, you know, why plunk him out there now when you've got 5 weeks that he can just get right and get ready for it? It's way more important. It is way more important that C.J. Stroud be ready to go when training camp gets here than he's out there throwing in mandatory minicamp today, my opinion. All right, those are the four big questions for OTAs. Three big questions and a bonus question. I like that. I got to ponder that a little bit. I got to think about my gimmick. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you on a Tuesday. Camp starts, mini camp starts today, 9:45.
Just your other, and odd numbers tend to be better too. If you're going to go more than three, ideally anytime you talk about a group of things, three is best. But if you go more than that, it's actually better to go five than four.
Mm, man, that's a lot.
We're weird. It's weird creatures,
man. 25% more work. Yeah. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Let's get to headlines coming up next here. The Astros. Back at it today or tonight against the Chicago White Sox. We'll circle back to Nick Chubb. Seth has his seven things he loves about the Nick Chubb signing coming up at the top of the hour. Stay there.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Payne and Pendergast with today's headlines, presented by Men's Tea Clinic.
All right, let's get to headlines smart. Here.
Sean just gave me some good advice during the break. I can't share it with anybody, but just so everybody knows, Sean's very smart.
At times. And then I step on Nick Chubb right out of the chute in the show
on
today.
On his broken foot. Yeah, thanks,
on his broken buddy. Foot, yeah. All right, let's get to headlines. No Astros action last night, but they are in action tonight. The Chicago White Sox coming to town. Before we get to the White Sox, the Astros did that little thing you do where your money works for you while you're sleeping. While they were sleeping last night, they picked up a half game in the standings because the Mariners suck.
Good job, Astros.
Yeah, way to go. Mariners lost last night.
That's the way compound interest works.
That's exactly how it works.
Have the Mariners in your division.
That's exactly
it. It does. It doesn't feel like it at the beginning of the season.
No.
You're like, am I even making any money here? And then all of a sudden, the Mariners start collapsing.
You fire open that 401k, that Vanguard app, and you're like, oh, green arrow up. Huh?
As long as you don't pay attention to the Mariners every single day.
Right.
But then, by the end of the year, you're like, oh, compound interest.
Yes. End of the year, you win the division. Yeah, the Mariners lost last night to the Diamondbacks. Thank you, Diamondbacks. In 11 innings. How about that?
Thanks, Brent Strom.
Yeah. Lance McCullers on the mound tonight, Seth, against the Chicago White Sox, the very same White Sox team that he had his return start against up in Chicago back several weeks ago, where he threw, I think, 3 2/3 shutout innings. But it was all over the place. It was like,
yeah.
It was a very fortunate. This is a different, the White Sox are going to be seeing a different Lance McCullers tonight. If we get the same Lance we've got in the last couple games, they'll see a very different Lance McCullers tonight than they saw in Lance's re-debut a few weeks back.
I think the umpire is probably going to be the happiest about that.
Yeah.
Because remember those first couple games, I never saw so many people basically say, I can't blame the ump for missing that call.
Yeah.
Nobody knows where this ball is going.
Yeah.
There's no framing by the catcher or anything else. It's just, man, yeah. But Lance has, in some of these outings, I would have to look at it, but on average it feels like he's faced lesser offenses the majority of the time.
It does.
So, and Chicago right now is 26th in runs in MLB. So it's been a little bit of, and you know, I don't, maybe that factored a little bit also into giving him an extra couple days of rest. I don't know, but that I'm not complaining about it. It's just, he needs every bit of help and support he can get.
Yep. Should be fun. I'm going to the game tonight, Seth. Amy and I are going to the game tonight.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
So we're looking forward to that. So that's Astros. Texans signed Nick Chubb. That's official. We'll dig deep into that signing at the top of the hour, but I guess just the basics on this. One year, $2.5 million is the contract. It can go up to $5 million. He passed the physical, so whatever was going on with his foot that ended his season last year, the Texans don't see any issues with it.
This is exactly what I had hoped for. It's actually a little bit better. I thought it might be a $4 million base plus incentives. So this is even better than what I had said when I said, man, as long as the contract is right, this is minimal risk with very high upside. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what the ceiling is on Nick Chubb. The history of running backs would suggest that he'll never be the same guy he was before. But especially with guys who work really hard and are physically imposing, there is potential for him to get back to a really, really good level. The closest example I could think of for a guy who has had a devastating knee injury, a multi-ligament / tendon, took multiple surgeries afterwards and come back from it, was Willis McGahee, who had just a gruesome, gruesome injury, was a good enough player that he still got drafted high by, you know,
first
by the
round
Bills.
Pick. He was a first round pick.
And ended up playing 10 years. Now, he was a young man when that happened. On the other end of the spectrum, I'd say Adrian Peterson, it was an ACL, which is like the equivalent of a Tommy John in football, but at Adrian Peterson's age and the way he came back from it and then the length of time he had afterwards as a running back. Remember, running backs are different than any other position. And he's a guy who, like Nick Chubb, is a workout maniac, all of those things. Those are the two guys I would look at and say, okay, it could work out like that.
Those are the optimistic ones, right? Yeah, those are the bright side look. Adrian Peterson came back to win the MVP of the league. I mean, he ran for 2,000 yards.
And the other big thing is that because when the Browns brought Nick Chubb back last year, they jumped right in and he got pretty regular usage and double-digit carries in a few games last year. And it would suggest to me that perhaps there wasn't a bunch of cartilage damage. But those catastrophic knee injuries, the tough thing is if you have a boatload of cartilage damage too, because that doesn't come back as well. So fingers crossed, it might be about the best case scenario with as bad an injury as he had.
Yeah, and we'll see if he's out there today at mandatory minicamp. I don't know that there's an expectation that he's going to be there. He was in town yesterday. I would imagine, Seth, he's going to be... He'll be present. I don't know how much he'll be doing out there.
Like Trent Brown has been out there.
Yeah.
In an observational and tutorial capacity.
Advisory capacity, yeah. So we'll see. But Nick Chubb, officially a Houston Texan. Texans loading up in the backfield. That is good to see. Minicamp does start today. The big question is, we just went through four big questions for mandatory minicamp in the previous segment. Will C.J. Stroud throw today? You and I are both on the record predicting he will not throw today. And because we're predicting that, if he doesn't throw today or tomorrow, my alarm level does not move at all. You know what I mean? Like I'm not like if I'm at DEFCON 1 is the highest. If I'm at DEFCON 4 right now with CJ's shoulder, if he doesn't throw today or tomorrow, for me personally, it's not like it goes to 3. I'm not expecting him to throw.
And so this has been a 2-week process of coming to terms with the fact that, okay, hey, it is just June. Try not to worry too much about this. I'm going to remain concerned about it. But even as I was brainstorming my burning questions for this mini camp, et cetera, et cetera, the easiest one is the last one I thought of, which is, oh yeah, C.J. Stroud. I've kind of just parked him to the side, and I hope that this is just the Texans being genuinely conservative and careful with a guy that's got some tightness in his shoulder, and that it's nothing more than that. Nothing to see here.
If you're just, you know, we're body language experts. If you're just going body language on C.J. Stroud, there's nothing about his body language, both at OTAs and out about town, that says that he's concerned about this.
And there is a tendency of C.J. to veer towards the morose side of body language, I think.
Yeah.
You know, like he shows it on his face at times. You could see it during the season, his rookie year especially, where he just looked tired and beleaguered at times. You're right. He's out there. He's doing all the handoffs. He's messing around. He's at Joe Mixon's camp playing defense. All of those things would suggest that, at least as far as how he feels about it, it's nothing devastating or anything.
Yeah. He's doing all his individual handshakes with each of his teammates out there. He's shooting buckets at the charity basketball game.
He's been cleared for handshakes and free throws.
Yes, clearly.
And three-pointers. That was obviously the big one. He was cleared for three-pointers.
That's what he's been cleared for by the medical staff. All right, let's get to this real quick. We've not talked much this week at all about Kevin Durant or the Rockets or where that's going. This came over the weekend. This was from John Gambadoro, who's a host on Arizona Sports, on sports radio out in Arizona. This is in response to Kelly Eco's report, Kelly Eco of The Athletic, that Phoenix had been in constant touch with the Rockets recently about Kevin Durant trades, refuted by an Arizona radio host. Take a listen.
You know, a lot of the reports that are out there are inaccurate, and So what I'll say is to as of now, the Suns haven't been in discussions with trading Kevin Durant to anybody since February. Now, in February, they did speak to a lot of different teams about trading Durant.
Okay.
And we know that. But since then, when they didn't have a GM and they didn't have a coach, they weren't actively trying to trade Kevin Durant. So these reports that, oh, the Houston report is just 100% wrong. Phoenix Suns have lowered their asking price for Kevin Durant, and Houston has made several calls to get a deal done. They haven't spoken. The Rockets and the Suns have not spoken since February. I mean, honestly, they haven't. The Suns haven't had a coach. Before that, they didn't have a GM. There are no calls going on to trade Kevin. Now, will there be calls now? Absolutely. There'll be calls.
Okay, unless he's just misspeaking, I feel like he invalidated his entire take when he said that the reports are that Houston is calling Phoenix.
Yeah because those aren't the reports.
The reports are that Phoenix is calling Houston.
Yeah.
Now, maybe he just accidentally transposed that those two in that sentence.
Yeah.
But I'm skeptical of the claim that no calls have been made just because GMs are calling anybody and everybody all the time.
Yeah, I think
they're chatty Cathys.
Yeah,
you know?
I think that's his general contention, is there's been no contact between the two teams, and I'm with you on that. I have a hard time believing that. He mentioned that Phoenix not having a GM, that there's a power vacuum there right now. I don't know. I mean, Kevin Durant's kind of a big deal, so.
I remember I had the same concern when the Texans didn't have a GM. And remember, Cal McNair kind of shut us down by saying, listen, everybody, like, there's people, we have people in the organization.
Yep.
People, you know, they know who to call if they want to, you know, work something with the Texans.
During the trade deadline after they had fired Bill O'Brien. Yeah, no, that's when that was. The other thing with respect to Durant, we won't get to the audio here, but it sounds like the most smoke around Durant is with the San Antonio Spurs, to the point where a lot of folks, including this Gambadoro, think that the Spurs are the landing spot for Kevin Durant. So we'll see. Hey, for those of you that don't want Kevin Durant here, just know you may find him in state in the division here if the Rockets don't make a deal for him. All right, those are your headlines. Kind of a light headline day. Let's get back to Nick Chubb. Seth has seven reasons he loves the Nick Chubb signing. Seven reasons Seth loves Chubb coming to the Houston Texans. We've got that for you coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime.
Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.